After three war-themed escapades, the series strayed into other genres for which the studio was well known. Firstly, into gothic horror. And then pitting Holmes against a very different kind of arch-villain from Professor Moriarty, the femme fatale.
And this started with a film called Spider-Woman. During the war, millions of women had gone out to work, and there were genuine fears that when the war ended, women would not want to return to domesticity. So you got these clever, deadly, sexually attractive women trying to outwit Holmes. He described a crime that was particularly cruel, and he said he knew it was the work of a woman because he said it was feline, not canine.
The presence of a female nemesis introduced sexual tension into Holmes' world for the first time, and this was something that the recent series of Sherlock was keen to revisit. Only now, the femme fatale is transformed into a cunning dominatrix. For Sherlock, being beaten by a woman takes on a whole new meaning.
Oh, it's always hard to remember an alias when you've had a fright, isn't it?
Well, there now. We're both defrocked. Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Miss Adler, I presume.
Oh, look at those cheekbones. I could cut myself slapping that face. Would you like me to try?
The character of Irene Adler holds a unique place in Holmes' affection, and it would seem a unique place amongst her own gender, as Holmes wistfully confides in the last of the Rathbone films.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I do hope you've given the woman a soul. She had one, you know.